Quill. Well, it's been 40 years. 40 years. I arrived here in Telluride 40 years ago. 40 years. And it seems a little strange to be standing at this place. And it's so great to be back here amongst you 40 years after this funky little festival started. And your old Pastor Mustard has been out in the crowd, and so many people have come up and said, and it's so heartwarming to hear folks say, I'd love to hear your voice, old Pastor Mustard. Then I decided that I would just go on and on and on and on and on for a while. But really, there was the cutest little hippie girl sitting next to me out on the tarp out here yesterday when it was really hot out and everything. You see these lovely monarch butterflies, don't you? You see them with your eyeballs? I swear to God this happened. This gorgeous little thing, she had the short shorts on, and one of those butterflies lit. Landed right there on her inner thigh. And I'm not a lech, but I couldn't help looking. That little butterfly had a hippie girl tattooed on its wing. Well, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know what's about to happen here. It's been happening every single Saturday night since 40 years ago. Has this man on a Saturday night, has he ever let you down? Has he always made you feel real fine? Let me hear you say yeah. That's exactly right. Because he is a strong sender, ladies and gentlemen. That means he gets the message deep, deep in his heart, and he brings it out to you in the music that he loves. And he shows you that love. Ain't that right about it? Say amen, somebody. Amen. So I want to have him come right out here, right now, with this band, if he would. Lord have mercy, the man I met 40 years ago. 40 years ago in this town, it has been the musical joy of my life. And where the heck is he? And it has been, I'll tell you the truth, it has been the friendship of my lifetime. What a sweet man. What a golden, golden thing you and I share together here. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please make your hands wave around in the air for a while. Like this. And then scratch my ass a little bit if you would. That's right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And what about that nostril, the right one? Oh God, that is filthy in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say, Sam! Bush! Ben! Get him, Sam. Thank you. There's a couple old Newgrass Revival songs I want to do for you.
Scratch your mind, we'll have Don't they?
Gervais.
We ain't riding with none of y'all tonight. I know it's day three. I see you. It's an old joke Fred Shulman said once. We got a few, you know, every once in a while you just got to do a tune that y'all haven't heard ever. So here's one of them, all right? Written by my friend Jeff Black and me. And I don't want to get too far into it other than say, Lynn, my wife and I have been married 29 years. Hopefully we'll make 30 in October. It's up to her. And, and you can't believe this, but Lynn hasn't heard this song before. So this is one. This is for you, Lynn. It's about the summer when the transmission was out on my car all summer, and I had to take the Greyhound bus 130 miles up the road where she lived. So it's about, like, you know, back when you didn't have a cell phone, you couldn't call somebody, tell them you're late. Oh no, that was out of the question. All you can do is just be patient and sing these transcendental meditation blues. My eyes and I am bad. This horse for 4 days. How many is this your first time to tell you right?
Really?
Wow. This is on Jeff Black and I made it. keep saying, wow, I've been here so long that I don't take this for granted. I never will. I'm the most fortunate boy in the room tonight. So many good friends we made here the first year. We'll fill your swing band, Magic Music, Fall Creek Band. This song kind of crushed it out all that in its own big way. Jeff Black and I made this one too. Circles around. Thank you. Here's a tune we played. We were the New Grass Revival Boys. The first time we ever came here, I know we played this tune. Towns Van Zandt song. Just wanted to take a second to tell you who these fine, fine-looking young boys are up here. Along with the other one. We have, for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, let's start with a man with the bass that knows when to just lay it on you or just leave the space. Oh, yes. And he's equally talented on the upright bass fiddle and the bass guitar, and that's not always the same beast, so... He is so wonderful. We love him so much. Comes to us from Cleveland, Tennessee. Right. He's from Cleveland, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. He's awful proud about that, as a matter of fact. So, you may have first seen him play here with Jerry Douglas years ago, and it is our privilege to play with Todd Parks on the bass. Backhand on the drum. Ah, what the heck. Play all of them. On the drums. We can do anything because we get to play with him. Anything we want to try, it works out because we get to play with the man with his drums of renown. This is Chris Brown. I know what you're thinking. Sure. Now, this is the Chris Brown that only beats his drums. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was expecting someone to say Bruce after that one. The man with the guitar, acoustic and electric. You've heard me say this before, he's a fine mandolin player, so surely you're not hearing that tonight. His musicianship astounds us. Wonderful singer and guitarist, Stephen Mosier with the guitar. And of course, the man with the five string, with the man with the five string banjo. He's already played the low one, he's playing the high one, he will later play his banjo, the synthesizer. He'll do it all for you tonight. When he comes to the five string, he makes it swing. Scott Vestal with the five. There's a tune that way back yonder, and just a few new Grass Revival songs. We want to put this one in. This was one of our ones that we jammed out a little bit on, so we're going to do that for you too. John Cowan and I and a guy named Steve Brines wrote this in the latter 70s. And the story talks about being an old banjo player. He was actually a banjo player in a Dixieland band with horns. It's a true story that was told to our friend Steve. This is called Souvenir Bottles. Stands in the hall with whiskey bottles, plain glass and cheese. joined Stuart Copeland and Stanley Clark in a band called Animal Logic. We made this up. And later on, we're going to see if you feel like singing. All you got to do is sing one line. I think you can handle it, don't you? Thank you. got to tell you, I'm pretty overwhelmed. I've been with the Gibson Manley Company since about the year 2000, and I'm proud to be with the Gibson Company. They've made incredible instruments over the years, and thank them for that fine mandolin presented. They fooled me. And but right now, we got a thing we want to try out. Okay, all right. So, last night was overwhelming for me to watch some of these in Bela with the symphony. Wow. It's so wonderful. And I don't think I'm the only one that just died and went to heaven when Steve Winwood played last night. Unbelievable. Wow. And so we want to do a little something special. All right, it's my 40th by Golly. And thought, man, there's this great old mandolin tune. What if we got every great mandolin picker here out on stage for a tune? So I think we only got about 10 of us are going to play a little bit. We're going to do one that I did on my very first album. It was written by a man from Russia in the 1920s. His name was Dave Apollon. And he did a mandolin orchestra. So, you know, we ain't trying to keep up with you, Bela, but we're going to do it with mandolin orchestra at this moment. Come on out here. We got John Fraser, David Harvey, the wonderful mandolin player. We get some company. Frank Sullivan. We got Sarah Giroux going to play some. Ron McCurry. Drew Emmett. Paul Hoffman. Darren Shoemaker. Oh no, Pastor Buster going to play a little bit with us too. I know who I left out. Would that be Mr. Chris Feely? I'll tell you what, kids, in after all, Chris. Friends, you ain't never seen this much mandolin fun on stage. Just a second, because there's a little road hog. We got a whole bunch of microphones and wires up here. Mr. Jerry Kennedy recording. We're going to take just a second as we go down the line. John Fraser, who am I working out for? I can hear you over here. I get everything. Frank Sullivan, how you feeling now? I can't hear a lick. Y'all don't mind. We're just gonna... Thank you. thank you, because by golly, I'm hoping that you agree with me, it's worth the wait. Hey, how do I want to spend my 40th year at Telluride with all my little mandolin buddies? Thanks for being here, guys. Thanks. All right, this is called Russian Rag. Thank you. Andrew Rose, Ron McCurry, Drew Emmett, Christopher Thiele, Paul Hoffman, Gary Shoemaker, and the Pastor Busted. Thank y'all. This one. So we're gonna play a little instrumental for you. We made this up at my house one day, and I gotta tell you, the songwriting session went really well because I had a repairman there. I had to answer the phone, get the pizza, and every time I left the room, the tune got better. So I think that worked out pretty good. This one is one called "It's Not What You Think." Thank you. Friends in life. Mayla Fleck. Mayla and I wrote this tune years ago. Thank you. Telluride was to get to play with the band Little Feet. And we are honored. Mr. Bill Payne, the original member, is here tonight. Thank you. a tribute to, you know, every year we, it's, we lose some brethren, we lose some great musicians, and just this last year we've lost one of the best, J.J. Cale. So we want to do kind of a Freddie King version of a J.J. Cale song. This is called I Got the Same Old Blues Again. Bill Payne, ladies and gentlemen. And I assume we are by now. We got to be nice and make way for some more people named Leftover Salmon coming up here in a little while. And we want to thank you so much. Many, many thanks. Rob Stokes, Aaron Hedden, Ted Atwell running the lights tonight. Thank you, Ted. I'm a little overclipped, 40 years. I've gotten to be here, and made lifelong friends. To my wife, Lynn, thank you. To these guys in this band that are so incredible. Thank you, fellas. So thank you, folks. Those of you, I know we've seen some of you here 40 years in a row. So thank you. I talked to a lot of people today. Their first time to Telluride. So thank y'all for being here, too. There's one more. Thank you. and Telluride. Todd Parks on the bass. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. Mojo, Stephen Mojin. Scott Vestal on the five. The one and only, Sir Pepperson, I say. So we better ask Dale McCurry to come out here with two-man show. It's just a wonderful thing to get to play with Dale McCurry. And I never knew, Dale, you know, we travel around the bus, and I always wonder, what in the world do you reckon Dale's hair looks like when he comes out of the bunk in the morning?
That's really bad.
And I gotta tell you, it looked absolutely perfect. How do you do that, Bill? How do you make it work?
Well, you know, mine just looks as bad as anybody else's would when they get up early in the morning. But, you know, I got a little stand there beside my bed, and I just reach out and put it on.
On our last record called Sittings Around Me, I'm honored to do a few duets with Bill. Here's one of them. This is a song Dale recorded with Bill Monroe. It's 1963, the Craig Gilbert. Man, it's so great. This is called Roll On, Buddy, Roll On.
Easy.
40 years of Telluride right here, man.